You're coming with me. Now, who have we got here?
I did not manage to get a good look at you earlier.
I was too busy putting this bag over your head and knocking you out. Yeah, I am kind of sorry about that, and also kind of not. You look like you're from Marbian City, if that shirt is anything to go by. Strange sense of fashion you folks have. Are you okay? Can you think clearly? Perfect. That means you can talk and answer my questions. Who are you exactly, and what were you doing sneaking about like a thief in the tunnels underneath the ancient elven library? This ancient library, to be exact. Yes, that is correct. I have captured you and brought you up here. Thank you for stating the obvious. What happens to you later depends solely on whether or not you answer my questions to my satisfaction. We are in one of the storage rooms of the ancient library. That's why it's kind of dark. No one will hear you if you call out. As far as I could tell, you were alone. We are all the way in the back. Just you and me. Cozy, isn't it? In the restricted section. Sweating? Well, there isn't much air in here, and you were kind of heavy to carry up. Anyway, do you have any idea how big this place is? You do? Alrighty then. Then you should also know that nobody is coming to save you. And even if theoretically they were, they would have one hell of a time getting in here. You have not answered my questions. State your name and purpose. A researching adventurer, hmm? What are you researching? Snow elves and their culture, eh? You must not have done your homework. Fine. I will amuse you. My name is Elandia, and I am a snow elf. Let me tell you a little bit about our culture. We do not like strangers, especially ones who show up without a valid invitation, and especially ones who sneak around. Oh. You tried to enter by the main gate, and were stopped by the silver guards. Well, what did I just tell you? Strangers are not typically welcome here. Of course they turned you away. They're not just gonna let some random in. But how odd. How did you even know there were tunnels underneath the ancient elven library? Those can only be accessed through one of the secret trapdoors, and those are sealed with elven magic. You have a map.
And some hidden ability, it seems, from your research. Because you are a researcher. Why are you talking to me like I'm a child? Where is the map? Give me that. Now, I do not know how you got your hands on this, but this is indeed a map of the Mountain of Knowledge. How do I know you're not lying about this research business? How do I know you are not a spy? For the baddies. Don't do that! I didn't jump. You don't scare me. Yes, there is a reason we are distrustful of strangers. Plenty of other elven clans would love to get their dirty little hands on our crystal scrolls. What if it was they who sent you? You got any documentation? No, that will not do. Documentation can be forged. Maybe I can make you drink a truth potion. I don't have one on hand. Just take your word for it? Look into my eyes and tell me you're not lying. Convincing. What gives me the authority? I'll have you know that I am the great-great-granddaughter of Master Logwuggle, the renowned elven historian who lived until he was 888 years old. This library was built in his memory a long time ago. I help look after it. Satisfied? This extensive building houses many precious secrets. Potent sigils, sentient treasures, and old texts. You name it, we've probably got it. You knew that. Are you making fun of me? Why are you grinning? What's cute? So mysterious. What was I doing in the tunnels underneath the library? Hey, are you questioning me or am I questioning you? Exactly, Smarty Pants. But for your information, I was looking for my cat. She has been missing for 2 days, and I thought she might have somehow gotten into one of the tunnels from this side. Those tunnels were designed to help the citizens evacuate or hide in the case of an emergency. We have not had to use them for over 100 years now, and some parts of the system have fallen into disrepair. I sure hope Excalibur hasn't been hurt somehow. What's so funny? Whatever. No, I cannot let you go until I'm convinced you're not a threat. To the snow elves, I have to protect my people. No, I do not know why a person researching snow elves would be a threat to snow elves. Yes, it would not make any sense. Yes, I admit- Hey! You're not secretly studying me, are you? Boy, is it getting hot and stuffy in here. What? Huh? Look where in your bag?
What is this? A creature trapping bottle? Excalibur, is that you? Did you find my cat? Aww, Excalibur. I thought something terrible happened to you. Well, thank you for finding my cat. She means a lot to me. But it does not mean I completely trust you. Fine, I'll let you go, I guess. Can hardly breathe in here. There. So, what now? Yeah, I can help escort you out of the library. As for papers that allow you to stay here, maybe I can talk to my father about it. We'll see. Treat you to a drink? Isn't that a bit too forward? Ah, fine. Let's go.